This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day, Health Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here for another hour of conversation. I say that with a smile on my voice because there are very few people in the world that I like better than Ken, who is a constant. He's a constant in my life, but he's constant. He's one of these guys that always is cool, calm, and collected. Even when I go off into the crazy bin, he brings me back around to an understanding of what is reality. From his point of view and from the research that he reads and works his way through,
That's a very nice compliment, by the way.
But I feel that. You know that. We've been great friends. I'm sorry we don't get to spend more time together. I mean, how many of your other friends go to your daughter? Ken's daughter has been very active in the Miss America circuit and has won many awards in Florida as she works toward those pageants. And the last time I went to see Ken, I went to one of those with him, and it was actually quite an interesting, I was doing my play-by-play, because we were sitting in the audience, and it's fun. It's good to have friends, especially like Ken, who know what the heck they're talking about when it comes to medicine. Dr. Ken is at Lake Cardiology in Mardoro, Florida, and we'll talk about how you can connect with him as we get into the discussion. I'm disgusted that we're still discussing COVID. And so now, Fauci said this week, I didn't see that in your overview here, but I did see something attributed to him that seemed to question the validity of vaccines. Did you see that, or did you interpret it the way I'm interpreting it? What did he say?
Well, what Dr. Fauci actually said, and the reason why I did not include it was because I didn't think it was really news. It's what we have discussed.
You can count on me to bring that up. You know that.
But let's discuss it because it must be confusing. In fact, Dr. Fauci had COVID in the middle of June. And Dr. Fauci had been quadruply vaccinated. He had two of the original vaccines, and then he had two more boosters. So he had four stabs, and then he got COVID. Initially, what he said was a mild dose, but he still got Paxlovid, and he probably, if he was a mild case, got Paxlovid on the basis that he felt he was at high risk of getting severe COVID, putting him in the hospital, potentially dying. So he got Paxlovid and responded to Paxlovid, but had what about 10% of people who take Paxlovid get, which is Paxlovid rebound, which is about 2 weeks later, you get again ill with COVID. And sometimes the second round is even worse than the first round. So he got Paxlovid rebound and then had another course of Paxlovid, which is interesting.
Okay.
And that's at the cutting edge. And then went out of public awareness until just recently, which is what you saw. And apparently he got better. And what he was trying to say was that the vaccines don't prevent illness. In fact, even Dr. Fauci got sick. The current vaccines don't prevent illness. In the new variants, in America, what people are getting is not the original Alpha or Delta.
No.
They're getting this Omicron subvariant BA4 or BA5. And what Dr. Fauci is trying to say, for the newest subvariants, the original vaccines don't prevent illness. What they are effective at is preventing severe illness, which is what puts you in the hospital
and
what kills you. And he was taking credit for his four shots preventing him from dying from his COVID Omicron subvariant BA5, but not preventing him from actually getting the illness. Does that help?
Yeah, and so as you're saying that, I'm flashing back to my own mind and my own experience. You think I had COVID when I drove across the country in March of 2020 when I left L.A.
You thought...
Well, I didn't feel good. But I didn't feel like I was going to die. I just didn't feel good. And
that
that's unusual
Alpha,
for me.
March of 2020.
Right. Now, I'm going to tell you what I as I think this through, and I understand the strength of the spirit-mind-body connection, I think that some people, maybe not everybody, but there's some people who are so influenced by what they do that it changes their body's chemistry. So I think that getting a shot, whether it really helps you or not, it gives your mind a place to go. And you think, okay, I'm now protected. So because your mind is telling you you're protected, your body reacts to that. And I think that's how some people actually are protected. And I think maybe I might be one of them. I think psychosomatically, you think something and it's true. It becomes true. I think that's well within the realm of possibility. You think yourself sick or you think yourself well. What do you think of that?
I think in a subgroup of people that can be true. I think that that is not true in everyone. I think the
immune system is affected
by the brain. And I think that a lot of that, those aspects that you're describing, in some play a role, in some a minimal role, in some a big role. And, but I still, and I don't want to have a vaccine debate with anybody 2.5 years into this because I'm not, I don't
That'd
think I'm going
to
change anyone's mind.
Nah,
but
foolish.
I think that right now, especially in certain areas of the country, the Southeast, the Midwest, are high pockets of this newest variant, and you're going to be seeing a call to go back, get masked if you're inside in public, and also to get vaccinated. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if you hear in the next few days that the White House call for a fourth shot for everybody. Right now, the recommendation from CDC is if you're over 50 or if you have an immunocompromised state and you haven't been vaccinated in the last 6 months, you should get a fourth shot. I think that's going to change in the next few days to everybody is eligible for a fourth shot. Everybody should talk to their doctor about getting a fourth shot. And I just wonder how quickly we're going to get these new vaccines. There's a statement from Pfizer and Moderna, end of October, expect a brand new vaccine that covers the newest variants, and I just wish that was here sooner.
Is it a flu vaccine? Is it going to come in tandem or in the same shot you get your regular flu shot?
That is not yet stated. Wouldn't that be nice? But
yeah,
don't hold your breath.
All right. Continuing on here, we'll talk about long COVID patients and things that are different in that department. We'll get to that with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. A reminder, this is a weekly reminder from the folks who bring you Calitrin as to how to deal with not the weight loss that hopefully you've been successful, although you look around at Americans and it looks like there are a lot of people who ought to be on diets and they aren't. But if you've done yourself a proud and what do they call it? You've done yourself a solid, you've lost the weight and you're wondering, okay, what do I do to keep it off? Healthy weight loss is important. Keeping it off is even more important, and that's where Calitrin comes in. The all-natural way that will help you as a customer of Calitrin keep that weight off forever and ever. That's what I just decided once I got on the program and saw what it did. There's so many other side benefits to Calitrin because of its ingredients, how it helps your joints and that sort of thing, sleep better. But it helps you to rebuild your body and therefore keep the fat from coming back again. That's the secret. It's all natural. Help yourself. Proven way to get the weight loss results you want is using Calitrin. And go to toploss.com, the website, where you can find the information about not only what's included in this, how it works, but you see a lot of people who have had success. You'll see their story. You'll know how to do it. Help yourself. toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug for free shipping, and also for the special deal, buy 3 months or more, and you get the equal number of months' supply without having to pay for it. That's the summer special. Get it now at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Health program. So let's talk about this latest long COVID study, what's happening to patients who are trying to go places where they think they can get protection. This is something that obviously the medical establishment doesn't like at all. But is there any proof that it might work? How did this all get started, Ken?
Well, it's not so much the medical establishment. This is more of a warning because people are spending an extraordinary amount of money.
Yeah.
And the reason why COVID-19 is still a very important issue is because of two reasons. You don't want to die from it because it's a changing disease. And if you don't keep up with this, you're not going to understand it, because if you don't accept the fact that it's a very different disease than it was 2.5 years ago, you're not going to have the personal protection that you need to avoid death. The other big concern about COVID-19, why this can't go away in us talking about it, is because of long COVID. And it's estimated that 10 to 30% of people who get COVID-19 after 2 months still have symptoms, and these symptoms cannot go away. They still might be there from the original 2020 Alpha variant. And these symptoms sometimes can be quite debilitating, to the point where people do get disabled. They can get so tired, they can't breathe, severe muscle ache, they can't think. These are the most common symptoms, but there's maybe 100 symptoms that have been listed, but the ones I just mentioned are the most common one. And this is real. And there are now huge billion-dollar grants being provided. NYU has a huge one to actually study these patients and figure out how we should treat them, because one really knows how to treat them.
All right. Hold on a sec. We'll get back to this in a moment. It's coming up to 21 after the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Three after the hour now on this week's Good Day Health program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. In this hour, we're having a discussion about what some long COVID patients have resorted to, according to the British Medical Journal, which is what Ken has read and discusses with you, the blood washing technique. It sounds blood curdling. It sounds like, you know, there's some pirate with a knife who's going to cut your arm to let the blood. How do you? There's a difference between blood letting and blood washing. What happens when you have your blood washed, so to speak?
Right. So blood letting is when you just put a line into your vein and let the blood come out and it disappears from the body and it's never put back in and that's it. You're just removing blood, but blood washing or apheresis, plasmapheresis, this is where you have two needles. One that takes the blood out of the vein, and then a second needle in the other arm that puts the blood back into your body, but it has to first go through a filter. And this is a technique that's used for a variety of things. And there was some preliminary, not very good evidence that maybe it helps in long COVID without good study. And a few centers in Europe started offering this to desperate patients who have these symptoms. And people are paying thousands of dollars to go and get these procedures that are yet to be proven to be effective. And this was just a warning that the British Medical Journal, very respected medical journal, put out saying, letting everybody know that this is happening and warning before you mortgage the house, which there are examples of people doing, you should wait till this gets to be a proven procedure. Because apheresis or plasmapheresis is an accepted medical procedure, but it's not yet proven to be effective to cure long COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. It sort of reminds me of the days when you could go to Bermuda or you could go to the Bahamas and get shots for things that you couldn't get in America. I'll bet that there's somebody who set up, some clever guy set up a treatment center. Yeah, right.
Yeah, the times to get those cancer shots. And this is very similar. Exactly, yes.
Yeah, right. Okay. Now, the next question comes on this new... The FDA apparently this week authorized Novavax has a vaccine. Why do we need this when we've already got Pfizer and Moderna? And who cares whether they've come out with the vaccine or not?
They gave them an EUA to do this, and I have the same question. And I guess it's there still might be some places around the world where you can't get it, but this is for America, and it's just another option, I guess, if people feel uneasy about the newest technology. This is the older technology, and maybe there's still a tiny niche of people who just would rather have old technology, but that is a good question. It is what it is.
And the other question that people keep asking is whether or not you can cross them like you had Pfizer. Shall I take Moderna if I take another booster? And I think you've recommended against that, have you not?
No. Actually, the newest recommendation is that that is okay. And it might theoretically, it might even be a good thing because it wakes up part of the immune system that wasn't triggered by the other vaccine. But this now, you can mix and match. So I would stay away from the Johnson, but I would either take the Pfizer or the Moderna. And if you have a history with one or the other and feel more comfortable, the point being is that it doesn't matter to us whether you take the Pfizer or Moderna based on your prior history of Pfizer and Moderna.
All right, let's move on from COVID. We have lots of other things to talk about here with Dr. Ken. That's happening right after these words.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden is meeting with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia.
I guess I will see the King and the Crown Prince. But that's not the meeting I'm going to. They'll be part of a much larger meeting.
This comes despite saying he'd only meet with his father. The change of plans also come just 2 years after Biden vowed to make the Middle Eastern kingdom a, quote, pariah. In 2020, Biden stated that the Saudi regime was to blame for the 2018 murder of a Washington Post columnist. Even though the prince denied being involved in the killing, U.S. intelligence was adamant that the Saudi ruler had ordered the hit at its consulate in Turkey. This is USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump says he's already made a decision about whether to run again in 2024. In an interview with New York Magazine, Trump said his, quote, big decision will be whether he announces before or after November's midterm elections. There's going to be some changes with United Healthcare options.
Health insurance company United Healthcare announced during an earnings call Friday, starting next year, United Health will stop charging a copay to its fully insured members for several critical medicines, including insulin. Red-hot inflation has led many patients to ration life-saving drugs and become sicker as a result. CEO Andrew Witty added, "This all depends upon manufacturers restraining and lowering the list price of their products, which is the fundamental driver of costs." End quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Second half hour of our Good Day Health program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken's at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. And those of you who are listening in Central Florida, Northern Florida, Southern Florida, on the stations that carry this program there, if you feel, and this isn't just for Floridians, this is for people in the Southeast, all over the country, folks come from all over the world to see Ken, call the office and see what you can arrange for an appointment if that's in your wheelhouse. 352-735-1400. That's Ken's office at Lake Cardiology. Maybe you can do the Zoom thing now that we seem to be going backwards once again. Meetings and stuff are being held on Zoom. Some people are being told to go back to the office. Other people say, no, I was in a medical facility the other day, and I didn't have any my truck that I drive around, and most of the time I threw all the old dusty masks away. And now I got to have a new one. So you can get them, and maybe you should have a box of them around. At any rate, if you want to see Ken literally on the telemedicine connection, you can do that. Same number, 352-735-1400. Okay, now, let's talk about, there's been a lot of talk this week about, you know, we keep washing ourselves through the Roe v. Wade thing. This is not about that. But it's an interesting sort of reality. And I will actually equate this business about mother's milk to a cow and some calves that I have on the farm, Ken. The milk and what it does for the calves versus giving them. There are two different ways of feeding a calf and feeding most animals. You can mix. There's this calf milk mix, but that's no substitute for the colostrum. Or the mother, oh, you have a calf that was born on the farm maybe a month and a half ago. This thing is a monster. Had nothing but the mother's milk, and at less than 2 months, weighs almost 300 pounds. Monster calf. And yet, if I put another cow that had a calf that was drinking prepared milk that we do from powder, the calf wouldn't be half that size. So I've got three young calves, and I put them in the pen with this mom, and she's taking better to her own calf, but she's letting the other two suck on her, and this way they'll be much better off, much healthier. So I turn my attention to a study about babies that are born prematurely, and if they're getting their mother's milk, they will be better off through their childhood, it looks like, right? Isn't that what we conclude from this?
Absolutely. This was published this week in JAMA Network Open, and it showed that preemies, those who were born early, and if they were given their own mother's milk, they did better in school, they had less ADHD, didn't need to be treated as much for that problem, and just overall grew up better. And the take home is exactly what you're saying. It's much better if you can, Mom, to give your own milk if it's going to be possible.
You know, and it's also better for you, Mom, psychologically, to connect with your baby that way. Isn't that proven in study after study after study after study, how the mother and the baby are connected because of breastfeeding?
Absolutely, but we shouldn't make the mother... There are some mother-child relationships that are just not meant to be to able to get this executed properly. And those who can't do it for a number of reasons shouldn't feel incompetent. We shouldn't make them feel bad. But for the majority who are able to make this connection successfully, please try to make it.
Right. Okay, next. In terms of research, Ken goes through all of the medical journals, deciphers what's there, and the late breaking news is something you can apply because there is something for everybody in all of these things every week. Here is the way to determine the new work on dementia. One of the things that I discussed on the Good Day program this week, Ken, was these teeny little plastic things that are in toothpaste and some other, because we're overrun with plastic, and what that's doing also to people, perhaps the dementia risk is far greater, Alzheimer's risk far greater, if you have these little micro beads somehow getting into your system. It's in the food, it's in the toothpaste. So what do you want to put these two together, or is there a connection?
Well, that wasn't quite the direction that I was coming at this, and this is based on a study published this week in Alzheimer and Dementia Diagnosis Assessment and Disease Monitoring. Boy, isn't that a mouthful for a title for a journal. But
right,
this journal published the fact that lifestyle, not necessarily aging, may best determine dementia risk. So you're not doomed just because you're getting older to get dementia. But it's the same things we talk about for preventing heart disease, preventing strokes. It's all about your lifestyle, your diet, your exercise, your sleep, your mental stress, your blood pressure, cholesterol, your blood sugar, your weight, whether you're smoking or not, all of the things, whether you're using drugs that you shouldn't be. And all of these things add up to your overall lifestyle. And guess what? That's what's going to determine your dementia risk, not just the fact that it's your birthday and they're adding up.
Mm-hmm. That's good to know. Thank you very much. All right. Next on the list here is the impact of reaching out to friends. If you have friends, I was talking to you about your friendship with me, and how impactful it is. Apparently, you and I are not alone.
This is a nice little study in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. I'm always intrigued by what these social psychologists do. They develop these clever experiments to study how us humans interact with each other. But think about it. We have plenty of people that have been in our friend circle over the decades of our lives, and we haven't seen many of them in a long, long time. And we may have, boy, it would be nice to reconnect with that person, but boy, I'm uneasy. What would they think of me if I did this? They would think I'm crazy, blah, blah, blah. So this actually studied that whole question, and what these researchers found out was that we, most of us, underestimate the good impact of reaching out to old friends. And It appears from this study that most of the people that we reach out to who are in our friendship group in the past, who we have not connected to in a long time, actually greatly appreciate our effort at reconnecting with them. And this came out of the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology this week.
Isn't that good news? All right, coming up in a few moments, a discussion of anxiety disorders and whether or not they are inherited. Dr. Ken will have the update on that after I talk to you about term provider. Term provider certainly is the easiest way around to buy life insurance. So if you're concerned about your health and you're not acting as intelligently or as fast as you should to protect yourself and your family, here's a way to get some peace of mind as you're working through whatever medical issues you may have, like high blood pressure, diabetes, that kind of stuff. At Term Provider, they'll go through all of the insurance carriers so that you don't have to. You can't probably, you don't even know how to find most of them anyway. So go to the professionals. Call 800-230-2777. That's Term Provider. They will get you a number of quotes from the best possible providers, no matter what's wrong with you. Term Provider, helping tens of thousands of Americans, just like you, to get the right insurance for the right price. 800-230-2777. It's a pretty good suggestion. Gosh, there's nothing to call them up, so why not? If you're curious, take the Inquisition to the phone, and they're there to answer your questions. Can't sell you anything if you don't understand what you're buying, right? 800-230-2777. $1 million in term life insurance, less than $200 a month. If that intrigues you and you want to find out more, call Term Provider now while you're thinking about it. To get that affordable life insurance, dial 800-230-2777.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitra, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government, and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's talk about anxiety and how people get anxiety. Apparently, there is some connection between your parents, and is it more on the female side that these things would be spread, or can fathers spread to their sons the anxiety disorders that seem more prevalent today than ever, Ken?
Intriguing study, just so people don't think I made this up. This comes out of the JAMA Network Open Medical Journal this week, and it looks at, like, do anxiety disorders actually get inherited? Because often you'll notice in families, if one parent is dealing with anxiety, often you see some of the children dealing with anxiety, but not all of them. And what this study discovered is that anxiety disorders are often, yes, spread from parent to child, but selectively by sex. They're spread mother to daughter, and they're spread father to son, but not in between. So there is definitely a spread, and it's not even clear whether it's genetic or environment. This study was not powered to figure that out. I think more study needs to be made. But what they did clearly nail down in this first look at this issue is that it is spread, and there's a sexual determination of how it's spread parent to child.
Wow. That's pretty amazing, actually, how you find that stuff out, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Think about your mother, relationship to her, if you're a daughter and father. Yeah. Well, I think maybe I shouldn't be surprised, because I've long been a proponent of the idea that what your environment is how you're going to get out of life what the environment tells you to get. Whatever you grow up around is who you're going to be and how you're going to be. Whether it's the parental stuff, whether it's what the influences are in school, whether the friends you have early in life, all of those things, I think, make you who you are. And it's hard to shake that stuff, frankly. All right, let's see.
Absolutely.
Here. Table salt. Wow, this has been really all over the place this week. I've seen one story after another about salt. We've talked about it on the Good Day Weekday program and what it does. And it's, this has been an in-again, out-again discussion, has it not? Kind of like butter. Don't use butter, it's bad. Use butter, it's healthy. So how do we know? This sounds like contradictory stuff to me.
Well, I don't think on our show we've ever said anything differently. The reason why this became a headline was because this was published this week in the European Heart Journal. Clear association between those who use a salt shaker at the table have an increased risk of dying early. And that, I don't think we've ever contradicted anything like that. You know, you've been hearing me especially talk about not owning a salt shaker for decades.
Yeah. And I tell the story all the time about J.C. Penney, who it was rumored would take someone he wanted to offer a job to. He'd take him to lunch. And if they put salt on their food before they tasted it, he wouldn't hire him. And
wow.
So, yeah. Had you never heard that? I never told you that story before.
I didn't know he had an interest in preventive cardiology.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
want to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Three past the hour now on Good Day. This is the Good Day Health segment. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You can reach him and or his staff at 352-735-1400. There are very few places that you can go in this country. You can have complete confidence in the results of the workup that gets done by Ken. I'm telling you, that's where I go, and that's where you ought to go if you have questions and you can't figure them out, not just about cardiology and circulation and stuff, but what's going on in your body. Great place to start to get info. So, one of the questions this week is about stress and anxiety and depression. I feel like this is right up my alley, my wheelhouse, because I'm a gardener. I'm somebody that spends a lot of time working outside. And so in this circumstance, I feel like it helps me a lot. And apparently it does for everybody.
Exactly. I get so excited when evidence-based ways without drugs are discovered to reduce stress, anxiety, and depression. And this week in PLOS-1, we learned that gardening, in fact, will reduce stress, anxiety, and depression. And I know in Florida, so many of my patients and friends, they just are addicted to gardening. They love it.
Mm-hmm.
You ask somebody what's the most strenuous activity they do, and they'll tell you gardening. So there's an epidemic of it in Florida. Let it all spread out and enjoy yourself.
There you go. All right, next question has to do with genetic. It sort of reminds me of another conversation we were having about anxiety disorders and that sort of thing. What you inherit from your folks is the prostate cancer problem that men have. I know of a fellow who died last year of it. His father died of it, and his brother died of it. So the genetic risk is there, but this fellow had a bad diet. He liked to eat, and so maybe that is why he went down the road. Is that possible?
Exactly. This is published this week in the European Urology Medical Journal, and there's a common thread this week in the publications about how lifestyle is so important. And what they determined, this gives hope to those who know they're in families with huge genetic risk for prostate cancer. But in this study published in the European Urology Journal this week, we learned that a healthy lifestyle can offset genetic risk. So just like the healthy lifestyle that we discussed earlier for dementia, the same healthy lifestyle can offset the genetic risk of getting prostate cancer.
All right, here's a question from a weekend warrior. I've read that being a weekend warrior, and I'm guessing that he's referring to being in the National Guard where they go out, but I suppose it could be anybody that is working out on the weekend and doesn't do it during the week. Does it really boost my health as well as working out every day? What would your recommendation be? I suppose if you can only do it on the weekend, better than nothing, right? But what other consequences?
Absolutely. Anything is better than doing nothing. Doing too much also is not good. But if you can only get it done on the weekend, that's okay. And just do as much as he can, and it's all good.
All right. So what's an SSRI? Does that ring a bell with you?
Right. Those are a type of antidepressants.
All right. So a politician this week suggested, and she shall remain nameless, that these SSRIs may be a link to the mass shootings, that most of these people that were on these drugs are the ones who are doing it. Is that possible? And again, I'm staying away from the politics of this. I just want to know if drug history could lead you to become a crazy shooter.
Well, you're talking now about Prozac and Lexapro, Celexa, Luvox, so-called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this needs to be studied, and it's easy to just throw out these hypotheses. But clearly, there's a mental illness, big factor in these shootings, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is whether it's true, related or unrelated. So mm-hmm. The real culprit is the mental illness, and then some of these people do get on treatment, medical treatment. So is it the drug or is it the underlying mental illness? This is where you need good, hard studies. But clearly the mental illness is a factor, and whether the treatment is contributing, stay tuned.
Exasperating for sure. All right, Dr. Ken here. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.